Hello, everyone. This is Dustin Yankowski, one of the campus life pastors at Life Point Church here in Westerville. Just want to welcome you to this week's Drivecast. We've been continuing in our series called Labels as we've been going through the book of Luke. This past Sunday, we were in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Well, I'm going to take a second just to read that section. Starts off by saying, "Now he, Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, 'Woman, you are freed from your disability.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, 'There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day.' Then the Lord answered him, 'You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?' As he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him." You know, this story here in Luke is just really amazing. And we see this embodiment of these two labels, one being religion, really embodied by this ruler of the synagogue, and this label of this woman who's under grace, right? She is saved, freed, purely by the choice of Jesus. She makes no request. She doesn't show any remarkable faith or does this extraordinary feat to kind of earn this favor towards her. It's completely unmerited, which is the grace of God, right? So you have these two labels kind of at conflict with Jesus in the center. And this is this really beautiful story. This label of grace, the story of the woman, is every story in heaven, right? Like, we're saved by grace, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Every story in heaven is one of this woman. Yet, a lot of us struggle with living out of or maybe under this label of religion. You know, religion tends to work its way into our thoughts or actions, maybe even our beliefs. I think it was Martin Luther who said, you know, the default mode of the human heart is religion. So we wrestle, right? There's this conflict, just like in the story with Jesus and religion, with grace, the message of the gospel in religion in our own lives. And so I didn't have the chance to kind of walk through this on a Sunday just for time, but I just want to help maybe help you guys by sharing just a way to process what the Lord's doing and how to kind of land truth maybe that we've been wrestling with and wanting to grow in our own lives. And so what I mean by that is, have you ever had something that you hear or, you know, you read in scripture and you go, "I know that's true. Right? I know that's true, but what do I do with that? Like, how do I give feet to that, to give it traction and to gain momentum on my life? What do I do? I don't know how this changes anything. I don't know how this changes me." And so just a helpful kind of a processing or operating system, if you find yourself there, especially with grace and religion and how to grow there, is to really look at Jesus. You know, Jesus is always a good place to start. You look at the life of Jesus and the three kinds of relationships that he prioritized. And if we, as Christ followers, are going to follow after him, they should be relationships that we prioritize as well, right? And so the first relationship is between Jesus and God the Father, right? You can see this, especially through the book of Luke, and elsewhere in scripture, where he's always getting away to pray, just him and the Father. He prioritizes this relationship with God. And the next relationship he prioritizes is with his inner circle, right, of his disciples. You can see this. He's always processing with them on a deeper level, that not everybody gets that access to them. They're always asking, "Hey, what did you mean by that?" And he takes the time to walk through it. And so they just really have an access to him that the rest of the world doesn't. And the last relationship is with the outer world, right? Those outside the inner circle. And you see this a lot of times through scripture. The people, the crowds that are with him, the crowds, the people that are getting healed and all the miracles are being done are being fed, right? And so you have God, the inner circle, and the outer world, where Jesus lives his life. And sometimes this is helpful to say, okay, how, you know, as you're kind of reflecting on your spiritual walk, sometimes you might just find yourself in a season where you're like, "Wow, I've not shared my faith with anybody, or I have no impact on, you know, like, I've been reading the Bible and going to life group, but I've had like no impact with the outside world. Wow, that's a really area of my faith that needs to take shape if I'm going to be more like Christ, right? Or hey, I'm engaging with people in the outside world. I'm going to life group, but actually my first love I've forsaken. I have no, my relationship with God is lacking. And so maybe it's like, you know, one of those three is maybe off balance. Obviously Jesus is all those three are perfect and we're not perfect. So it just stands to reason maybe one of those things is off. But with something like grace and religion, you know, grace changes everything. Right? Grace changes our relationship with God, our relationship, you know, with the church and those closest to us in our inner circles, and our relationship with the world. Similarly, religion poisons everything. And if we have this religious spirit and this tendency to be about behavior before belief, that will impact our relationship with God, our relationship in the church or in our most inner circles and with the world. And so, As you walk through this, and this goes beyond this past Sunday, maybe this will be a helpful tool for you to kind of diagnose, God, what are you doing, and how does this truth need to flesh itself out better in my life? But specifically with grace and religion, how has grace changed everything for you? Or maybe how is religion leading out? And what is that costing you in your walk with God, in your walk with one another in the church, in those closest to you, or your ability to be salt and light to the outside world? So I just wanted to share that with you. I hope, you know, I don't think that it's coincidence that Jesus and religion are constantly clashing throughout the book of Luke. I don't think this is a one sermon and now we have it kind of thing. I think it comes up continually because our hearts are prone to fall into it continually. So hopefully this diagnostic tool and this way of processing and bringing it before the Lord and this up with God in circle and outer world is helpful for you just along this journey. So thanks for listening to this week's Drivecast. Hope you have a blessed day.